SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A Hamas-Israel ceasefire is holding, and it's expected to result in the pending release of a small group of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. Israel also planning to release some Palestinian detainees later today.
The 2.3 million Palestinians living in Gaza have endured weeks of Israeli bombardment, including on Thursday. Gaza's health ministry updating the death toll to more than 13,000 since Hamas's October 7th attacks triggered the war. And Netanyahu says Israel remains determined to finish the fight.
There's no hope for peace between Israel and the Palestinians, between Israel and the Arab states, if we don't eradicate this murderous movement.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The stabbings of five people, including three youngsters, triggering rioting in the streets of Dublin, Ireland overnight, 34 arrests. Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole. More than 10 years ago, the double amputee Olympic runner fatally shot his girlfriend through a door in his home in South Africa. Also at SRNNews.com, the nation's retailers predicting a 3-4% rise in holiday sales through year's end.
Analysts consider the Black Friday through Cyber Monday period a key barometer of shoppers' willingness to spend. The National Retail Federation expects shoppers will spend more this year than last year, but their pace will slow given all the economic uncertainty. Many retailers ordered fewer goods for this holiday season and have pushed sales earlier in October than last year to help shoppers spread out their spending. Greg Clugston reporting.
Wall Street traders go back to work today for a holiday-shortened trading session. We may be headed for a mixed open on Wall Street. The Dow futures 89 points higher, while the Nasdaq futures are down 8 points. This is SRN News. An NBA player releases a line of sneakers bearing Bible verses.
Jonathan Isaac's shoes are the first ones ever commercially produced that have scripture printed on them. The Judah 1 sneakers feature such verses as 2 Corinthians 4:9 and Romans 8:37. The Orlando Magic star says he wants people to stand up for what they believe, adding that the verses, quote, were important to me and spoke to my journey and spoke to who I am as an individual. Isaac, who is an ordained minister, is a Haitian American. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota is defending itself from claims of political bias and issue a message circulating on social media cautioning airmen not to attend a conservative political rally featuring Salem Radio Network talk show host Charlie Kirk. The message calls Kirk's Turning Point USA organization an alt-right group and says participation with such groups could jeopardize an airman's continued service in the U.S. military. This is SRN News. The European Union sending border police reinforcements to Finland over suspicions that Russia is behind a migrant influx.
The European Union's border agency says it's sending a significant reinforcement, including patrol cars and additional equipment, as soon as next week to Finland's border with Russia. More than 800 migrants without proper visas and documentation have arrived in Finland so far since August, with more than 700 so far in November. That compares to just a few dozen in September and October. They include people from Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Kenya, Morocco, and Somalia. The Kremlin denies that it's behind the surge. I'm Norman Hall.
A 23-year-old Pennsylvania woman sentenced to decades in prison after pleading guilty to driving under the influence and then striking and killing two state troopers and a pedestrian on a Philadelphia interstate last year. More details at SRNNews.com.